It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hey, listeners, it's just you and me this segment. Thanks for listening. And we're going to talk about the top 10 tips for avoiding the cold and flu season. I'm an advocate of having seasons. I mean, I love summer. I love spring. I love fall. I love winter. I love the holiday season. But why have a cold and flu season if you can completely avoid it? And I think that we can completely avoid it. But I got to tell you, each year, between 5 and 20% of the U.S. population will get the flu. About 200,000 will be hospitalized with complications, and anywhere from 3,000 to, get this, almost 50,000 will die. Yes, I said die, due to the difficulties from the flu. You know, and I got to tell you, these are viruses, all right? So viruses are the worst seasonal offenders, and colds are the most common virus that we can just kind of pass around. We're going to talk more about that. But the influenza virus is so much worse than the cold, and we're going to talk about the difference so you know which is which. Most folks don't really understand the difference between these two illnesses, yet, honestly, the difference can be deadly. So let's just talk about it. Cold versus influenza virus. Now, they're viruses, and I kind of want to make this big point, and I'll say viruses again, because a lot of people, if they start to get the symptoms that I'm about to list, then they might run to their primary care doctors, etc., and guess what? They might be prescribed an antibiotic. An antibiotic for bacterial infection that isn't going to make much of a difference, except it's going to plummet your good bacteria, which is going to decrease your immune system further, which is going to make you more susceptible to getting these viruses. All right. So that's, I think, the last thing that we want. So, but just to let you know, the difference between cold and flu when it comes to onset, the cold is sort of like that gradual onset, 1 to 3 days. You might start feeling, gosh, I have a little headache or sniffle. The flu, you have a very sudden onset, about 3 to 6 hours. You're going to have body aches. It's going to be a little bit quicker, a little bit more severe. Now, fever with the cold, probably rare or low grade. And then the influenza, it can spike very, very high. Okay, you're going to get it. And with the cold, you might not even get a fever. So chills, uncommon with the cold, very, very common with the flu. Cough, you know, for a cold, you might have some mild post-nasal drip. Cough, definitely with the influenza virus. Body aches, cold, not so much. Influenza virus, absolutely very severe. Sometimes with muscle aches, it's kind of like that overall, like your hair hurts almost. You know what I'm talking about? So fatigue. Sometimes when you're immunocompromised and you have a cold virus, you can feel a little bit tired because fatigue is the immune system's secondary response, I call it, to infection, because your immune system works better when you're at rest. And that's why the fatigue is a symptom to, hey, lie down so we can do our job. But with the flu, definitely moderate to severe. Appetite, you can basically, through the cold, normal, maybe a mild decrease, but definitely with the influenza, it's absent or severely decreased. Stuffy, drippy, sneezy during a cold with the nose symptoms. With the influenza virus, you're going to get slightly stuffy, okay? So with a cold, that's more that upper respiratory thing. And headache is very uncommon with a cold, unless you have that sinus congestion that accompanies it. And it's very, very common with the influenza virus. And so what are the tips that you can do in your home that are effective, they're inexpensive, and they're safe? All right, I think the number one thing, what we say in naturopathic medicine, is you got to increase the resistance of the host. Well, what's the host? Who, like, is like, hey, little virus, come on in and take a seat, you know, sit down and grow and proliferate if you want. Well, we will host these things. If they have an opportunity, they will come in and we will start basically being a host. And we don't want to do that. These are party goers that we do not want in, okay? They do not have the VIP pass to come on in and have the opportunity to be within us. But if there is an opportunity, they are opportunistic in nature. And that's what we have to do. We have to increase our resistance so they stay out. Where does that start? I have to tell you, it's a turf war when it comes to your immune system, and most of it happens in your gut. So if you have a good probiotic on board, either high colony forming units or the Pearl technology, very important. That is tip number one. The other thing is you've got to be able, especially if you start being symptomatic, whether it's the cold or flu, the sniffles, the one day or the immediate onset, you've got to start eating healthy. No sugar, no processed foods, no overeating. You've got to be able to eat much more colorful fruits and vegetables, heavier on the vegetables, low glycemic fruits, and as well, attempt to stay organic and have free range meats. Okay. So that's number two, limit your alcohol consumption. You've got to be able to go, okay, if this is coming on and you start to notice those symptoms, you want to be able to, if you can't fight it off, if the bacteria has actually invaded, or excuse me, virus has invaded, the antigen has invaded, at least what we could do is delay, all right, the duration, you know, because you can be sick for a long time. I didn't take care of myself over the summer very well, and I was sick for like 2.5 months because I kept acting like I wasn't sick. That's not the right thing to do, okay? Definitely, I know that vitamin C is not very sexy when it comes to a lot of these high-tech, great manufactured products out there, but it is awesome when it comes to cutting your risk of getting sick by almost 50%. It's a water-soluble vitamin, so 1,000 milligrams 3 times a day at minimum, especially during this quote-unquote, see my hands in the air season, all right? Keep your hands clean and keep them away from your nose and your mouth and your eyes. That is where these things get transferred into this fluid from your eyes, from your nose, from your mouth. So wash your hands and keep them away from your face. This is how the virus can enter your system, mostly through the nose, but we also have to think about the mouth and also our eye fluid. All right. You contact wearers just like me out there, making sure that you stay hydrated. I say this all the time for almost anything, but all that water can flush out toxins and helps the blood circulate freely, and it can prevent microbial growth. All right. And that's exactly what we want to do. Sleep. Choose sleep. And I say choose sleep because I'm, you know, I hate to throw myself under the bus all the time, but I love exercising and I love the place where I exercise and I love the people. So sometimes I should sleep in a little bit more, but instead I get so excited and I set my alarm and I sacrifice my good sleep because that's where you rest, relax, and you repair. I sacrifice that to go out and hang out with my girls at my CrossFit box. And I don't think that that's the best thing sometimes, especially if you're feeling immunocompromised. Okay, so choose sleep over anything else. That is the way that your body can conserve energy and restore the immune system. All right, so get your Z's on. All right, the other thing you got to do, especially if you're starting to feel a little symptom coming on and you know what they are now, you got to be able to moderate that stress. All right. Stress puts out that lovely hormone that we talk about all the time on this show, cortisol. It suppresses your immune system and decreases white blood cell production. All right. Same thing what happens with sugar. White blood cell, those are the guys that are going to go out and fight off things that have been invading. All right. If we lose the turf war and we've got opportunistic viruses coming on in, that's what's going to happen. So try to keep that stress at a minimum. Try to take a half day at work if you need to. Allow people to know because, hey, prevention is the cure. Just don't get sick. And especially if your body starts talking to you going, hey, you're close. You're on the brink. You're on the brink. You're going to get sick. Do whatever you can to stop the full infection from taking place and also at least decrease the duration. All right. Very, very important. And then, you know, the other thing is on a segment that we just did a couple minutes ago, essential oils. There's a bunch that you can take actually orally. All right. So eucalyptus, myrtle in Sinucare, or for colds, use peppermint, rosemary, tea tree, and thyme. Those are awesome. And they're a great way for clearing up congestion as they stimulate the mucous membranes. All right. So the biggest thing is we need to think about it. Increase the resistance of the host. Those are big, big, big things. You decrease sugar, decrease your alcohol consumption, increase your rest, decrease your stress. Those are the ways that you stay well and you stop from having yet another season. We want to take advantage of the holiday season. We don't want to have anything to do with the cold and flu season. And on Radio MD and RadioMD.com, Mindful Medicine here with Dr. Holly. That's what we're trying to help you do. This is Dr. Holly. Thank you so much for listening. I want you to stay well, and thanks for listening.